Does anyone else wish they could, if they had, we had a time machine, not to prevent Kennedy's assassination?
No. Then I would have missed my trip with Stuart Mayers when he fell on the grassy knoll in middle
school. That's true. That's necessary. Or to prevent Lincoln from getting shot. No, I need it to go back in time to never hear Papa Plath say drip ever again. I don't know why. I just felt like at this moment was one of the things I was like, can I just throw myself off a building? It made me really uncomfortable, and the way he was talking about it.
I felt more concerned, not that he talked about it, but I felt gross that I had no idea what it was. And I was going, drip, drip, Carl.
I had to look it up. I thought it was like, from context clues, I thought it was like fashion.
Your jewelry, right?
Yeah. No, or just fashion in general.
So I could say, Poodle, that is nice drip you have on today.
It sounds almost as bad as when you say it as Papa Plath did.
Poodle.
So I'm going to ask you not to do that.
Poodle, I'm going to look at you and say, that's some good drip.
It's awful. No, don't ever say that.
Drop, drip, 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 drop.
All I know is this looks like something that was bought at Cracker Barrel. In their jewelry, in their Christian jewelry section.
Uh-huh. Where we get the best gold from Bethlehem. This is the same lineage of gold that the wise men brought to Christ.
It does feel like we're getting this is a Papa Plath feature season, and I don't like that.
No, I think he's going to be like, I think we're going to get a lot of him, a lot of kind of comic relief. I want to say, probably, I'll just say it off the top, but people who've experienced, probably shouldn't watch this show anyway, but people who've experienced religious trauma, trigger warning, I think, for some of this, just for some of you.
Yeah.
I think, and I say that because some of us probably watched this episode and thought, what a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And then some people were really traumatized by it. I think I'm kind of in the middle, but I just want to offer that to people. We might be talking about some things in your past with religion that if you've had those issues.
I would tell people, they're probably not going to watch the show this season, I would suggest.
It might be hard. It might be a hard season for you to watch. Yeah.
Because we're getting into, it seemed like both Mariah and Micah were out of this kind of, I don't want to say that baptism and everything like that is bad. Because like a lot of people, this is what, they have a healthy relationship with religion.
A lot of, yes.
So I don't want to say, but it does trigger some people. It's kind of like when someone goes into recovery. I can't say that it's weird for you to be talking about higher power when you never spoke about it before. Mm-hmm. That's like a necessary thing. So that's kind of what I'm equating what Mariah is going through. It's almost like a spiritual recovery.
It feels, you said this about her, like you hope it doesn't happen to her, but when she said that, I realized she reminds me of so much of the people that I used to work with that were in crystal meth recovery.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's why I encourage us to have a little bit of restraint with our judgment, because it feels that way for me too. So we can hate what it is, but not go, oh, this is so gross. It's really, I think it's helping her right now.
Yes, I think it's probably, a lot of people have addictive personalities, and sometimes it's fine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's finding something you're addicted to that's a little maybe healthier.
Well, like, you could get off Oreos.
Well, you could get off vodka.
And maybe that's
dick.
Not going to happen.
Maybe dick.
No, that's a very helpful thing.
Maybe you can't ride that dick on the nightly. Guess what?
You know what?
Your colon is up there going, hey, Poods, give me a break, goddammit.
We'd all be better if we could get that dick on the nightly. That's all I'll say.
Your sphincter's saying, I haven't worked in 22 years.
And your anyway, prostate's over there saying, I'm having a good time, boys. Always.
Life's a party.
Welcome to Plathville. This is Welcome to Plathville.
Welcome to everybody. Welcome to Plathville.
Welcome to Welcome to. This is season 5, episode 3.
To thine own self be true, Hamlet.
Is that from Shakespeare?
Yes. God damn you.
It is? Yeah. Shakespeare wrote that? I thought that was in the Bible.
No, it's Shakespeare.
Yeah. To thine own. Who knew that? Willie.
I feel like.
Shakes. Look at you.
Yeah, I don't think he needs your flattery. But yeah.
So that don't from Hamlet. A good writer. Yeah. Look at that.
The queen, I believe. Queen Gertrude telling Hamlet to thine own self be true.
Well, Mary.
And then
Payne
we know what happened to her. Well, some of us do.
If you really want to deep dive in the significance of story, Mary Payne, because, you know, Amy Archer is a big old yeah. literature nerd. So she takes a deep dive into it every week, about a good 5 minutes about what the play is about and what happened. So it's interesting if you're into cool. that.
I kind of did that on episode 2, but
I think you got the story wrong because it's not what Amy said. Amy said it was something different that happened.
Oh, you know, I got it wrong when it was
something like that. So I'm just saying, if you want, Poodle's working off his memory, which remembers a
I'm
lot of Shakespeare.
I'm working off of my memory,
yeah. And also every dick he's had.
I haven't researched.
It's a great
anything.
Memory.
I haven't
better
researched
than mine.
Anything.
I'm not complaining. What is happening? Some big trucks going by. Anyway,
I've still got painters around me, by the way, y'all. So if you hear excited Spanish, it's probably not me.
It's not someone locked in Poodle's closet.
No. I let him out this
good,
morning.
Good guess.
It's like a hostel over here. You get lockout. And you can come back at 7.
Come back. Y'all, we are recording this.
That is loud. Jesus.
Yeah. We're recording this the day it airs on September 20th. So we want to tell y'all.
Not the day, the you mean...
This Plathville goes up tonight. This goes up
no,
on
but it, I'm sorry, the show aired yesterday, but the our podcast
yeah,
goes
yeah,
up today.
Yeah, sorry, the week it airs. I'm saying it's September 20th. I'm saying a couple of things. One, for you, welcome if you have joined RG Plus. If you're on the $15 tier, we're going to be doing our YouTube live on Sunday at 4 o'clock Pacific time. And breaking news... We're going to be dropping some hot under the skirt tea on our YouTube live. Only on our YouTube live. Only on our YouTube live.
I think I know what it is this time.
Yeah, I think you do. So we're going to be dropping that. Also, get ready, because if you thought September was fully loaded,
October, you're going to get hand tossed. Goosh.
Mario. Y'all, it's all next week. Well, Love is Blind drops this week or next week?
It drops the 23rd.
This week. Love is Blind is dropping this week. The
four episodes drop the 23rd.
It is good. We've got so many collabs coming with that.
Four episodes drop the 22nd at midnight, and for us, it's the 23rd at midnight.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So Love is Blind coming this week, and then the week after, we jump into Golden Bachelor. So,
whoa. I'm already having anxiety.
These people have got to leave your house before the next week.
I'm telling you, y'all.
They got to.
I am like a cat trying to cover up shit on a tin roof.
You've named them
I'm
all
just
too.
Scratching.
There's the gay handyman. You think he's gay the way
there's
he talks?
There's the gay one because he's really excitable. Then there's the foreman. And there's thing one and thing two because they're always together.
They say the word puta a lot.
Yeah.
That doesn't
Puta's
make
a pretty
me feel
common.
Good.
Well, I think that's, it's like
a. Isn't it a pretty derogatory word towards women?
It's a sex worker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I believe, but it's like used as a curse. So.
Ah.
Like puta okay. in French is it's the same thing, but it kind of means the similar thing, like fuck.
I've only been called it in certain circumstances without, I don't think I was really paying attention and using my ears.
It's kind of like fuck. They say it's their word, but it is remarkable. I think when people would be surprised that how, I think if I was called out, how many times I said the word fuck, if I was translated to Spanish, they'd probably be like, puta, puta, puta.
It's true.
Poodle, el poodle.
This is true.
And I just go, puta, 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 puta.
Yeah, because you say fuck a lot.
I do. I like the word fuck.
I'm not mad at it. Any other announcements? Is that it? Anything? We've got collabs. We've got.
Those will be announced shortly.
I feel like we need to have a podcast announcement of just the collabs. There's so many coming up.
It's going
to
be, we're going to roll it out.
Yep. We're doing an in-person one with the guys from
Bad TV.
Bad TV. And I'm concerned because they're buying you vodka. And yeah. Then we've got to record 90 Day After That, a night show.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's going to be one of the tell-alls, too. I'm going to tell all.
All right.
You're going to need to muzzle me and not in a fun way.
I guess I'm driving to go meet them in person.
Yeah, you are. You are. Yeah. We could Uber, but an Uber from the Valley. Oh, no, thank you.
We might.
It's so.
I worry they're going to ply me through a liquor. We might Uber. We'll write it off. I'll get an Alto. I just signed up. Okay, let's do this.
Does that mean, what's the difference between Alto? I thought Alto was when you could rent people's cars.
No, Alto is its own car service on its own, and they play the music you like. My friend Don told me about it. They're
nice.
Is
it expensive?
You pay like a yearly fee, but it's not that more expensive than, yeah. You know, we're not sponsored.
Is it
by
like
them.
An app? This yeah, feels like app. A commercial.
It does. It is an app. It is an app.
I need to be retroactively paid for this. Who can, I need to speak to the manager of Alto.
Please. Just yeah, like,
there's just the like, foreman. He's here to kick some ass.
I saw some new doctor today. I really like her. And the best thing I like about her, I said, I like your aura ring. I had one, but I lost it. And she said, you've got a podcast. You need to tell them to send you a free one.
I wish that was the way we could do that. Just tell them to send us. It's an expensive piece of jewelry. How'd you lose it?
I don't know.
I would get shouted at you if I lost something like that. But I'm refusing. I'm only guilting you.
You act like I act like your mother when you lose things. I never do. I don't care if you lose things unless it bothers my life. Or a ring. I don't care if you lose that. Now, if you lose your computer before we're supposed to do a podcast and you're texting me saying, I can't find my pad.
I don't lose my computer. If I lose my pad, that's
a
real problem.
That affects my life because then I'm waiting.
All right, let's do this.
We need to move on. Okay. Also, too, some breaking Plath news. Maybe I don't think you had the strong reaction that I did, but y'all, there is a picture of Ethan Plath, and he's fixing his car with this really hot guy friend.
The Plaths have genetically interesting, perfect bodies. It's nuts.
I never thought he was not attractive, mainly because I don't like that beard on him. But in this one,
I think
he's
just cute. I've always thought he was cute.
Oh, he's not cute. This car needs a tune-up.
When you do it, you move in your seat, and I don't like that.
Yeah, because my sphincter's got to sphinct up. It's got to get ready like a kegel.
It's got to sphinct up.
Ethan Plath can get it.
We're going to take her camshaft out. The engine block's worn out.
Worn the heck out.
So, y'all, this episode, we're kind of, I'm really interested to see where this season's going to go.
Me
because
too.
We normally have about 13, 14 episodes. We're about a fifth of the way through, or a little over a fifth of the way through, and we start to see things happening now. I think Kim is going to get both Kim and Barry are seemingly getting a revisionist redemption arc. Mm-hmm. I'll hold for vomit. And that's not good for either. I still at least Kim kind of tries to know how to act like a person for the cameras. Barry can't even do that. He feels like a little bit like an, I think it's because Kim did not grow up in this. She's like, I didn't have religion when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even Barry didn't grow up with it be this crazy. I just think Barry is a fucking freak.
He's an odd duck.
That's the nicest way of putting it. I felt like he was just like beat off as soon as he baptized Mariah. He was so excited.
It's you know what? Maybe just growing up Catholic, we only sang it in song. So it is really, it always freaked me out when I went to my friends' Protestant churches and people just seeing, I don't know why, it doesn't bother me with people of other race, but seeing white people yell, hallelujah, hallelujah. It freaks me out. I didn't grow up with that.
You think that they're about to get pitchforks?
Yes, I did not grow up with that. And like when he held her and yelled, hallelujah, I went, oh, and then I immediately went, that scared me.
I think, I think it's very common. I think it's that you didn't grow up with it. It doesn't, I don't love it. But I just think that's just what people do.
Yeah, I'm just saying we sang it, so I don't. we never just said it.
And it's strange to me that this is done in a what I would call a swamp, at least a swamp lake.
Doesn't look like safe water.
This feels to me like MRSA, like a easily or at least some type of. Like fungal or amoeba. You know how like an amoeba can eat your brain?
It's weird how fearful you live about things eating you. Yeah. The places you've had sex.
I know.
That's and the Dr. Seuss book you should write. Not the places you should go, but
the places
you...
Oh, the places I fucked.
Oh, I was going to say the places you will hoe. And it's just where you're going to fuck. You could hoe it in a field.
So I was also upset that no one in production seemed to think that we needed a towel for her.
Yeah.
She's comes
standing
out
there drenched.
Drenched as a rat. They invited the whole fucking neighborhood and someone named Bubba. And no one brought a towel.
No one brought a towel. I mean, we're just talking about it now. We'll talk about it now so we don't have to end with it. But she, also the way she is afterwards, she's sobbing. It just feels like what she says is, I'm going to go into that water. And when I come up, I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to let it go. And I just don't. I believe that. I believe people can let it go, and especially people that kind of have this personality always need to feel like they have a fresh start. Y'all, remember, Mariah has been trained to feel bad and shame about herself because she was different her whole fucking life. So I really relate to her with that, and I think that's a lot of people struggling with addiction feel that. But doesn't it feel a little bit like, and maybe this isn't bad editing, but it just feels like, she's not, I don't know if Mariah needs to actually do more therapy, do some more things to help get her on a path where she maybe worked. There's a difference of working through your trauma and then you feel like you're ready to move on versus I haven't worked through my trauma, but I just need to give this to God and let it go.
Yeah.
I don't know if that works.
Well, here's the thing. I think you're thinking that she's done now. And that's not exactly, I think a lot of people are like that. Like, oh, I've been baptized, so everything's fine now. I don't know if that's it. I don't know if she'll do that, but.
We don't know. We don't know if she's going to like turn over a whole new leaf.
But
I'm
just saying, I don't know if it's fair to paint that as the dialectic of people who get baptized, they're not going to go into therapy or they think they're done.
No, I'm not saying that that's everyone. Like I said before.
But it is a lot of people though. But that's what I'm saying. It is, but
I don't know where we are with her on that.
I think with someone like Mariah, who's a seeker, I don't think it's ever going to stop. In my opinion.
And I think that's what she feels probably shame about the most is her curiosity. Because often when you're in a cult or very, very evangelical religious, you're told not to be curious. You're told just to accept what is presented to you.
No, it's true. I will say,
she's got to do a lot to make terms with that.
Not to defend the Platts, it seems like they were a little more open-minded than someone like Olivia's family.
For sure.
Yeah, and
for sure.
I do disagree with the fact that Mama Plath, and I kind of wish I could have shot a laser in her brain on my television when she said, "Well, you know, we introduced our kids. I didn't grow up with a religion, but we introduced our kids to God. We let them choose, though." Bullshit. You're a liar.
You didn't let them choose.
You told them everything else was bad, and then you can choose.
and this is actually what's gross to me about this that bothers me the most. You did. Okay, you let them choose. Mariah chose, and at 16, you kicked her out of your house.
Exactly.
And now she's coming back to you because she accepted Christ. And again—
And you're welcoming them with open arms.
Not only welcome with open arms, that we've always been here for you with open arms. We've always been here to accept you and love you. And that's such crackerjacker bullshit.
It's extreme hypocrisy.
It's very much so. So again, I still think
I don't know what crackerjacker means.
I don't know. I just made it up. It's some crackerjacker bullshit. Mainly because Cracker Jack boxes always have the shittiest prizes.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
You think that they're good, but they're not. Y'all,
and Lydia is hysterical and is basically finger banging herself at this point for the Lord. She's just pulling the trigger, pulling the heavenly trigger.
She is. She's just making it all about herself.
And the
Micah's, you know, he's like, great for her. He said, I don't really know what I believe. But Micah does say something that's really telling to me about that. Again, my gut tells me it's this idea of people that get baptized or doing something like this. Are they running away from something or running towards something that gives them peace?
Yeah.
Micah said, this was a surprise to me because 2 months ago, she told me she didn't know she even believed in God.
Right.
2 months ago. So I still believe she couldn't sit with those feelings and she just can't sit with them.
Part of the zeal of revivals, are you familiar with revival culture? Just when people see something in Oklahoma called Come to the Revival.
Oh, Stocktown Baptists would have revivals. my mother wouldn't let me go to those. But, she said, you're not going to those, Matthew. Like, I don't care if you like their cookies.
The tent revival culture was saving people. And you are saved because when the consequences of life are so difficult. Also, these revival preachers would go into the South where people were so poor. And you need to be saved out of poverty. So you're the surprising conversions, they call them, where the stakes are so high for you, and the world is so quote unquote against you that you need to choose something heavenly. It's why the whole political South. So it makes perfect sense to me why this is happening, and I really believe it's just another step in the same journey of rebellion. And the same, and then she's coming back to it, and I think she'll find a new thing in a year.
I think she'll probably go back and forth about it. Yeah, yoga.
Yeah, or something like that. That's the thing. It's just a new thing. I would not be, and I don't want to foretell the future here. I would not be surprised if Mariah had addiction issues later in life.
Y'all, I'm telling you now, Mariah's going to get baptized more than this several times.
I think it's okay to get baptized several times. I've been baptized with jizz more than I can count.
It's so, it is.
And it always feels cleansing.
I understand it because I grew up around it, but I always thought it was weird because with Catholics, you get baptized once and that's it. You're good.
Right. As a baby. Yeah. Well, the Protestant mindset is you need to be able to choose. And it's in a way, it makes people even stronger converts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's the only reason you have your sobriety or the only reason you have your happiness.
It's a smarter business model.
It is.
In some ways. Anyway, but yeah, I do think when you were talking about kind of being triggered by it, I was too And I wonder, for people who don't understand this culture, who didn't grow up in it, if the emotional stakes of what's happening, if you thought it was weird that she was crying, no, this it's textbook of what happens. I saw it a lot. Yeah, growing up where I did.
Did you ever go see people baptized in a lake or a river?
I never saw it. There were churches.
You said that so country. I never saw it.
I never saw it. I dare ne'er ever did.
Your voice sounds so, when you speak in a Southern dialect, it's so lilting and pretty.
Instead of pointed and awful.
Pointed and kind of strident like you normally are.
Kind of like yours is all what I always hear. That Oklahoma twang sounds like poison
pretty,
to me.
Pretty, yeah.
No,
pretty.
No, yeah, your accent. Sense awful.
Pretty, yeah, it's gorgeous.
I'm just saying
you could do it more.
Well, when I would go to spend the night with like friends, and sometimes people we'd go to their church, a Baptist church, you would get baptized in the baptismal font.
The bathtub, right?
Yes, like a big hot tub. And the preacher would be in a robe, and there would usually be a woodland scene for some reason.
I helped my dad plumb one of those when I was a kid.
Yeah, and the person would be submerged. And one time we saw a kid who was just really, it was always a little like twitchy, and he busted out. He kind of came up out of the water. Because he had water up his nose. It was hysterical. Anyway, I saw a lot of that. I never saw an outdoor baptism. I think it's because my parents thought all that was stupid.
Oh, wow.
So I think they understood baptism, but like in the Methodist church, we sprinkled with water. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that for Mariah. That's how the show ended, but I think we just needed to talk about it. So yeah. I guess we can jump up to the beginning. Let's talk about Kim and Micah having a little conversation.
Mom and son breakfast.
I'm going to say this. I think no matter how old your kids are, your children don't need to hear the details of your divorce.
I wrote that down too.
I don't care if you're 70 years old and your kids are in their 40s. They do. Yes, your kids are adults. Maybe they can handle a little bit more information, but the details of your divorce should stay out of it, I think.
I think what it is as well is it's something that your kids should never have to help you bear, if that makes any sense.
I think that I guess there's a reason of, I know as a child of divorce, you do want to know why your parents got divorced.
But you'll never be satisfied with the answer.
I don't think, even when you know the answer, a part of you is still sad.
You'll be too close. But too close to it.
You definitely, I think we think of Micah being, because he went out on his own, we kind of think of him as being mature. But
no.
But when you think about emotionally how he's handling this, how he's just, you know, even when he says, boy, he's handling it like the way a teenager would. And I think that's normal, being that where he's from.
He says, I always thought you and dad were perfect. And she says, parents try not to burden children. And now I feel like I can talk to you as an adult. And that's, I agree with you. I think you can say, you leave out the details. I don't think they really talk too much about the details. I did like it that Kim says when she said, I either needed to stay in this marriage for the rest of my life and be unhappy, or I needed to leave. And that is not conservative Christian evangelical culture, which I was shocked.
Well, she talks about how she's lost friends and people in her community, and how she says she thinks Christians need to be more open-minded.
And then she even says, now I kind of understand the whole love and acceptance thing.
She's like, now I get it.
Now I get it. Now I get why they say Christians aren't welcoming and loving. I kind of understand. Maybe I understand a little bit of how those gay people feel.
If this is part of Kim Plath going to a gay bar,
I'm here for it.
I think we know somebody she could probably go with.
Who?
Somebody closeted.
Oh, Miss Nathan.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about him in a minute. I need to also say, I think that Nathan is a better musician and singer than Mariah. Better lyrics. Much better lyrics.
Mariah's not good. Did you ever think she was good?
No. But Nathan is better, but he's the one not really featured, I'm saying.
Yes. And Lydia Grace can play the violin. What else can't she do? I love that woman.
I just love it how they just throw a fiddle at these people. Like every single one of these fundies, you throw them a clarinet. They're just like, sure, I'll accompany you.
You're like, God dang.
Let's go to the Kava bar and cousin Chrissy's going to bring her auto harp.
She can play that Pink Panther song on it. It's pretty.
It's like, sorry, we've cut you off from the world. Here's a musical instrument.
Here's someone to talk to.
I know.
That's not a person.
It's interesting because the Plasts are the same.
They are.
I think that part of me wants to do some research of this culture of saying, if you are cut off from the world, buy your children some instruments.
Hey.
It's a way to minister.
It's true.
You can, yeah.
So Ethan, or Micah says, he kind of takes from her, he's like, he goes, she didn't really say this. So he kind of infers this, but a lot of kids do this. I did it with my parents. He says, wait, so all these years I saw you together, you weren't happy. Y'all were just pretending.
You were lying. Pretending.
You were lying to us. And that is normal, but again, shows the immaturity that as you get older, you understand the complexity.
It's not black and white.
But it does feel like, fuck, I'm the burden that kept my parents together.
Yeah. I don't know that. Well, my mother would tell me that I'd probably get divorced if it wasn't for you kids.
Oh.
So maybe I do know
100%
that.
100% your mother would tell you that.
No, she did. She did tell
us. Oh, she actually told you that?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Like recently? Well, I guess recently, since your father forgot the 50th.
I think she told me that after a few glasses of Sutter Home at a Jaybird. I wanted to get divorced, but I could never do it to you kids. So you kept us in the family bickering. So the alternative was just as great. Let me just tell you that.
Wow. It actually... For you, I think it's better that your parents didn't get divorced because your parents would be, I think your mother would be like my grandma Hazel. I don't think she would ever get over it.
No.
I think it would be so bitter and terrible for both of you and your brother for the rest of your lives.
It would have made her worse. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Anyway, y'all. They're like, so any girls for you? Micah said, that's why I don't want to handle anything serious right now. I'm like, no, it's because you're a 16-year-old boy who just loves pussy.
Yeah, because she says, what are you looking for? And he says, hot girl. But I'm just kidding.
But I really am not.
And that's okay. He looks like that. He said he should be wanting to just get with hot people all the time.
There's not a lot of depth to Micah. There never has been.
I just hope he gets his HPV shots.
Yeah. I don't think he will. He'll just spread it around like the brain eating amoeba in Mariah's brain, just spreading out. Anyway, later on, Lydia Grace.
Thank you.
And thank you. Olivia are kind of getting rid of clothing. And I love it when they're getting rid of, and they show like a maxi skirt and a denim top that looks just like something like a fundamentalist Mormon wife would wear.
Yes.
And y'all, you see that a lot. I don't know. Did you ever see that? Did you ever see denim skirts and like maxi skirts on girls who were like,
the Pentecostal, like conservative Christian people.
Pentecostal. Yeah.
Yeah. The, Janie Wilson would wear a lot of those.
Yeah.
And her, Janie Wilson. I don't know if she still is, but she's real sweetie. Loved her. We were in debate together. She cried a lot. I comforted her a lot. Mm. But anyway, she got past that. But anyway, but she always wore the denim skirt, and she also always wore her hair up
in a poofy,
and not a lick of product on it.
No.
A lick of product on that hair.
Sounds very FLDS.
But
Morbid.
It wasn't super long. I don't think it was. I think she. Where did she go to? I think she went to like.
It doesn't matter.
I think like a Zion Baptist Free Will or something like that. His will.
Riveting.
Something about will.
His will. Something about a will.
Something about a will.
Anyway, and Olivia says, I don't know if I want to call myself a Christian anymore, which I was kind of shocked by.
I think organized religion is not for me. Yes, I wrote marriage.
I know. Lydia Grace says, "Is the thing about Lydia Grace was growing up, there was so much competition between us, and I think Olivia really needs a sister right now, and I agree with you, because Mariah ain't nowhere."
And they're kind of doing this, y'all. Remember, they kind of, a lot of them have a bit of delayed adolescence because they weren't able to be kids.
Yeah.
They were farming and thinking they were being kids. So just seeing them have like girl talk and trying on clothes and being silly, it was nice to see because they never really had that.
Then Nathan comes in.
She does.
And he's like, want to put eyeshadow on you? And he's like, yeah, that would be me. If you want to.
I would be like, I would say, yeah, you can before daddy comes home.
Would you, as a child, definitely not that age, you probably wouldn't have let them do that to you, like girls.
I would have let them. They did it to me when I was younger. Tracy Speaks. And Jared Bogle, you know, the Bogle's Pond, the one I talked about.
I don't know the Bogle's Pond.
Well, the Bogle's Pond's where everybody went. But Jared, I love Jared, my brother's friend, and Tracy Speaks, who lived up the road. Tracy Speaks ended up marrying Jason Jackson, who lived behind the house. He's the one where the Jacksons always would see me practicing my color guard and twirling and dancing back behind the house. And I think
the only male color guard.
Yes, I think that's the reason why Jason's little sister Katie ended up running the first gay pride in Southern Oklahoma at Ardmore. She doesn't do it now.
Just the visual image of you spinning flags and rifles.
I think that
made her queer as Christmas.
She was like, I love that bitch. I'm going to support him. So anyway, but Tracy and Jera would put makeup on me and stuff like that just because it drove my brother crazy. And I go around and bat my eyes. But that's like when I was 5, 6, 7 years old.
But probably not like a teenager.
No.
Yeah. Because you were too self-aware at that time. It was too what you wanted to do.
Yeah. And why would I have people put makeup on me when I can French braid their hair?
Which is very different, as you said before. You saw French braiding hair as having nothing to do with
styling.
Putting on makeup.
Styling's not as gay.
And later on, they put, and I will say, he would be a pretty drag queen.
He's beautiful.
Nathan's face, and.
He knew how to work that pole, too. That was the giveaway right there.
Ooh, yeah. Didn't know how to twerk, really, but that could be taught. We also find out from Olivia that the whole thing about Mariah's music is she's like, I had to teach her how. I had to fly out to Los Angeles.
We called it. Y'all, she had to say that again.
This.
She had to, the reason why she came out to her album opening party, remember when they had that weird thing and we're like, why is this on the beach? It's because Mariah doesn't even know how to, and I'm not judging Mariah. I mean, I am a little bit because she was never taught, but also there's not being taught, but at this point also deciding you don't want to learn. And I do think that's Mariah too. But she didn't even know how to press submit.
Right. And basically she says, I didn't want to give her my account because all my credit card numbers are on file in there. And she's like, Mariah accused me of stealing her music and the money for it. And so I downloaded all the financials and sent it to her and showed her that it was going into her bank account and everything like that. And here's your music too. we never heard that from Mariah's story. Especially Papa Platt's like, it's almost like she stole your music, Mariah.
This is what I'm going to remind everybody. When you hear two sides, who is using details and who's just using this kind of vague emotional laid speak?
Yeah. And her hyperbolic words like stolen, things like that. Yeah.
Because Olivia is coming out with details. So I got to say, I believe Olivia.
This seemed pretty clear to me. I mean, I think Olivia can do some very impulsive and self-serving things, but boy, I think she's got a kind of a standard of justice to her as well. She's not going to do that to Mariah.
I don't think she would either.
Later on, we are seeing Mariah's audition for Dancing with the Stars. I'm totally calling it now. That's exactly what this is. I'm surprised she was not on this season. I guess they had too many blondes with Ariana and some other people.
Are they on a show big enough to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Maybe. I think she's auditioning for it, though. This is her audition.
Kind of shame that her dance partner's name is Max.
Is Max. Yes.
Of all the names.
From Ukraine.
Yes, yes, yes.
So she's working the tango. She's doing the waltz.
The watootsie.
She's doing the watootsie. Did you say watootsie?
Yes.
It's watootsie.
That's what I said. Watootsie.
No, it's watootsie.
Watootsie. Come on and take a chance get down with this dance.
You're combining Tootsie.
Oh, I love that song. That was in our show choir top 40 number. Because I remember the altos. Wah, 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 Tootsie.
The best line.
Come on and take a chance. Get up with this dance.
Wah, wah, to see. Wah, wah, to see. Y'all, we could do better. Composers and arrangers, throw them a fucking bone. It's bad. You can make the tenors sing the same note. They're going to complain about it, but damn.
But tenors always complain.
That's true.
So it doesn't matter what you do.
Wah, wah, Tootsie. Wah, wah, wah. Anyway.
Wah, Tootsie.
Okay.
But later on, we're at the bowling alley for some man time. This is not usually when I have man time. Sometimes it is the bowling alley, and they're very often involves balls.
Well, Barry does say we're going to handle some balls. There's a lot of homosexual metaphor or like hinting. Maybe Barry Plath is going to get muscles and come out.
And then there's this weird hot dog thing at the end, which I was distracted because it made me want a hot dog real bad.
I know it did.
Tell me
you're a straight man without telling me you're a straight man. And that is having a food eating contest.
It is. Everything feels like a stereotype of, at one point they should be arm wrestling.
I'd like that.
But not with those three. Isaac needs to be a little older before we can talk about it as well.
No, I wasn't talking about Isaac. He's not even 18.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But anyway, Isaac eats 11 hot dogs, y'all.
He does.
I think the most hot dogs I've ever eaten is 3. But that's with chili on them.
You ate 3 hot dogs at one time? I couldn't even do that.
Yes.
Oh, I've only had 2.
Oh, I don't believe that.
It's true. Isaac Plath, he is 17. Okay.
I do not believe you've only eaten 2 hot dogs at a time.
I have.
There was that. No, no, no. Boys have that. And I think probably girls do. There's that time when you growth spurt and you can eat so much fucking food.
Now, I did. He will be, by the way, Isaac will be 18 in October 21st.
It's weird to talk about it.
I actually don't think he's hot, so I'm not coming at for him. So
let's move on.
Gonna grow into his looks. I don't know. His face is
he's
too boyish
to Papa Plath for me. He looks mostly like Papa Plath.
Yeah, we'll see. No, I did one time. I remember I had a growth spurt, and I did eat two Big Macs. I remember doing that, and I was
I could
so
eat two
full.
Big Macs. I never had a problem with that. I could eat so much food. I ate three hot dogs. They had mustard and onions and chili on them, though.
God, this is why your dad, when you were a kid, told you, friend, maybe you need to step away. Just what did he tell you?
Push away from the table a little bit. Show me food issues. Ding!
Y'all don't say that to my parents. Didn't do that. They would just say, "You're done eating," and I would say, "No, I'm not." And they said, "Yeah, you're finished. That's all you need. I'm your parent." And I would go, "Okay."
No, there was a more sinister way of going about that in my family. Also, because they wanted to parent, but they didn't want to be the bad guy.
That is an epidemic of parents.
Yep.
Y'all know just you're going to be a bad guy sometimes. Yep. That's okay.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yep.
Kids don't want a friend.
Anyway,
they want structure.
Then I thought it was
take
such
advice
a,
from two gay men.
Exactly.
No
child, two childless gay men. The best parenting advice
the
givers out there.
Ever.
Then there's like, we need a fourth man. Again, something I have heard. Can we call a fourth? And I wrote down, this is triggering. There were whole plates of hot dogs. And I was like, I want a hot dog so badly right now. You don't put ketchup on hot dogs, do you? I think we've had this debate.
We've had this debate. Yeah.
Okay. I think I came for the entire population of the world who puts ketchup on hot dogs. And
I don't want to get into this again because it caused a lot of hurtful comments.
It did. And there was a big rift.
Jackie sent us a message about it in the moderation of the Facebook group.
So forget I talked about it.
Jackie's
mustard and onions.
Jackie texted me today.
Chili occasionally.
She's into this show, a potential bi-curious show. I'm only bringing it up here because it kind of feels.
Is it recent?
Adjacent to Plathville. She said it's called The Sisterhood on Lifetime, and it's about women that become nuns.
Oh, interesting. Is it recent? I'll ask again.
I don't know. I didn't look
people
it up.
Remember by curious shows, people send me stuff all the time.
But they have to be recent.
They need to be airing now.
Okay, that's good to know.
Because it needs to be topical.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I'll take a look. Later on, Micah goes, I don't feel good.
I just thought the only time, you know what I thought while they're eating this? I thought,
I want it real bad. I want it really bad. I want to go bowl and I want to eat nachos too. That was what I was thinking.
I was thinking, boy, in about 6 hours, their shit is going to smell really, really bad.
Yeah, that's obvious. Yeah, all the processed food. Yeah.
You like when I ate that casserole one time that Aunt Peggy brought over, her cream of chicken cream casserole. God, it was bad.
What do you put in that?
It was like cream of mushroom soup, cream of chicken soup, cream.
Oh, the cream was added.
And some cheese.
I wouldn't poop for a week.
Pulled chicken. And then it had onions in it.
Sometimes people put cream cheese in that too.
I think there was cream cheese in it as well. Lots of chicken though. I'll give you that. Lots of chicken and that she had boiled. And then
dry as a bone.
Corn flakes on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
With some shredded cheese.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Oh yeah, I think it also had they go well together. It had corn and it had not jalapenos, but they come in the little cans. They're not spicy, but
pimentos?
I love them. No, not pimentos. They're green, like the green chilies in the little cans.
Oh yeah, green chilies.
Green chilies.
That's what they are. Yeah. Riveting. Can we move on? from your aunt's casserole.
I kind of want it, and I feel my stomach getting constipated just thinking about it.
Later on at the Kava shop.
At the Kava shop.
Which is kind of like their peach pit on, on Platteville.
Yeah.
That's where Moriah used to go with Olivia, and they would have so much kava and get wired together. And Nathan is singing his songs about loneliness, maybe pining for another boy.
Another boy.
And they all of a sudden, Olivia just gets out a fiddle and puts it in Lydia Grace's hands, and she goes to work. She plays the kind of sad boy version of Devil Went Down to Georgia.
It is. It was actually very pretty. And what is impressive, a lot of people might not realize this, but as a musician, I think she's just improvising.
Oh, yes, she is.
This is very hard to do.
It's a skill. Yeah. Some people are kind of born knowing how to do it. I mean, I can improv, and it's because I was able to do it. But you can learn to do it, but it's harder. Can you improv? Can you musical improv?
I've never done it. Never tried. I don't think so. But I've never done it.
I bet you could. Do you like scat singing?
I probably could have been a really good jazz singer because I do. I'm not a smart musician like reading, but I do have a better ear. But I don't know. I do regular improv. I can do that. I'll yes and you all day.
It's a different skill set. But yeah, similar mindset.
Not the same.
Anyway, the last little bit is with Ethan, who is still in Cairo. It's always weird to see.
You know, Mary Payne called it Cairo, and we laughed
Every time I look at the word, I say, oh, that's Cairo, like in Egypt.
I never realized it was spelled the same.
It is spelled the same.
And then we started talking about towns like Miami, Oklahoma, that's spelled like Miami.
What a nightmare.
We had a great conversation.
Now she knows what it's like, what I have to go through every fucking show.
No, she's interested when I say things and listens. Isn't looking at dicks on her phone.
You know what? I guarantee if she had to do it every day, probably be less fun.
Wow. Wow. So he said he's ran into Micah and some of his dad a couple of times, but he said he has the most problem with Moriah because
she blocked him.
She blocked him, blocked us, and now she's disappeared. And I will say, y'all, I'm going to say that, and it's okay. I don't mean it's a bad thing. I just mean it is what it is. Y'all, Mariah's a self-centered person. Mm-hmm. I think that's okay.
I agree with you.
I think actually she kind of needs to be that because she had to spend so much of her survival. Life surviving and pushing away her needs. And also she's really fucking young still. She's what, 21? Yeah.
She 22? Also can't tolerate any type of uncomfortable situation.
And that's why she went back. Yeah, she can't actually, it's not sustainable for her to have emotional irregularity.
The kids didn't teach them.
Yeah. She can't handle that regulation of emotions. So, but Ethan is kind of more grown and is like, this just isn't the way adults, you don't block people, you don't do this. And I guarantee you, like 6 months out of the blue, Mariah's just going to contact him and be like, hey.
Yep. What are you doing?
And then she'll want to be all about him again and then fall out.
Yep. I kind of agree with you there.
And I don't think it's going to fly because Ethan, but especially Olivia. Olivia is an action-oriented person. She takes action in her life and she really measures people about their, not what they say, but their behavior of her. Because that's really what's changed with her and Ethan this season is Ethan's behavior kind of is changing more to show my wife and I are on a team.
That's true. It's a good observation.
So I think that's going to be another plot line now that we're getting is this trying to mend this relationship then. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
I agree. I'm interested to see where we're going to go. I guess once they get to Minnesota, things are going to be very different.
God, that's going to be so great for them.
I don't know what's going to happen this season.
I don't either.
That's all I've got.
That's all I got, y'all. That's been your Welcome to Plathville. You can listen to us at realitygaze.com. You know the drill. If you are new to RG Plus and you jumped on because you listened to episode 501 of Plathville. Thank you for joining. We appreciate you being here. We're glad you're here. Get ready. We got a lot more coming your way this fall. A
lot of shit.
All right. Happy fall equinox. That's tomorrow, by the way.
Tomorrow.
All right. All right, everybody. We appreciate you so much. We'll see you next time. Until then, what do we say, Poodle?
Oh, you know what? It was Polonius, not Gertrude, who said to that on something.
Listen to
I think
Amy
you
Archer.
Listen to Amy.
You should listen to Amy.
I'm remembering things.
You fucked too many guys that were in Shakespearean shows. You don't remember.
Scrambled my brain.
You were fucking Tybalt while you were fucking Marcus while you were fucking Henry
VIII.
Paris
was bringing up the rear.
Y'all, fuck the Plaths.
Fuck the Plaths.
See you next week.